Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Larry Bluestein back with you and Danny G up until 7 o'clock this evening. Pre-game show. Game 2 of the NHL's Stanley Cup. The Panthers are down 1-0 to Las Vegas. Puck drop at 8 o'clock. So it's going to be exciting time. See if the Panthers could do what the Heat did last night, tie things up on the road, and let's come back home. And as we know that, what an exciting time. I mean, think about it. I mean, just since February and March, with basketball Final Four for FAU in Miami, the women's Elite Eight, the Panthers and the Heat, both as number 8 seeds, reaching the finals. Come on. I mean, you know, I mean, we look this time of year usually at other places around the country and get an opportunity to kind of say, ah, wow, I wish that could be us. Well, it is. So bask in the glory. Check out your radio this evening, 8 o'clock, puck drop, 7 o'clock. You can listen to the pregame show and everybody breaking things down. We thank Raymond Sands, the principal of Miami Central, for joining us in our first segment. Now we turn our attention to high school football. One of the programs that continues to build and churn out some really, really good football talent as well as academic talent is Monsignor Pace. And head coach Anthony Walker Sr. is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Larry, for always having me. It's always a pleasure speaking with you.
It's always great having you, Coach. And not only that, you're one of the guys who gets it. Obviously, you're an academic guy, so you know how the balance goes. I mean, you've been around long enough to know, your son kind of epitomizes what a student athlete is, going to Northwestern University and now playing in the NFL for a number of years. This is the time, and I'm sure you agree, that, that makes November and December possible, because if you play into November and December, you're in the state playoffs. No matter how far you get, but at least you achieve that. This time during the summer, you come out of spring, you go into summer workouts, you take the kids to different camps, the college camps, you have 7-on-7s. Talk about that, because I think the off season really is kind of overlooked by a lot of people.
Yes. I mean, last year, just, for example, my first year as the head coach, we created a college tour where we took the young men, around to different colleges, for visits, also played in some 7-on-7s, also let the guys, be able to do the football drills and testing and those type of things. And we're doing the same thing, getting ready to prepare for that. Actually, this Saturday, we leave in Saturday night, and we'll be traveling all over, again for another 8 days. Letting the young man get exposure to these college campuses, see what it takes to eventually, end up, at one of these facilities.
Yeah, we'll talk about that, because I think that the average person listening right now doesn't understand about these trips, but these are very beneficial. I mean, not only from a camaraderie standpoint and obviously seeing these campuses, but some of the areas that you go into are areas that they read about. some historic areas of the Southeast, places right. up the Eastern Seaboard where, you know, and I think one of the coaches told me last year on one of the trips, they went up through Washington and through Virginia. And you got to remember, mm-hmm. a lot of your history is written, American history is written in those areas, you know, with the colonies, when we got going. Talk about that, because I think that you kind of lump a educational value right into an athletic thing.
Exactly. You know, for us this year, we'll be going and hitting the Carolina area. We'll be in Charlotte and Raleigh, and then we'll finish up in Georgia. But, yeah, definitely the camaraderie of the guys, you know, spending 8 days and, you know, bunking at the hotels and, you know, competing, you know, seven-ons and O-line, D-line and those type of things. But, you know, at the same time, they're getting those academic values as well by visiting, you know, such rich history, you know, locations, you know, around the country.
And it's you know, for the most part, some of your younger kids, this is the first time they've been away. I mean, you know, I look at a lot of these guys that they go up on plane trips to this place and that place, and I think we lose sight of the fact that many of these young men never been on a plane before. It's a total experience of going away and kind of preparing themselves when they kind of separate from mom and dad and have to kind of like, well, we're going to eat at this time, or my clothes need to be washed now, or, you know, I have to study without mom or dad telling me that I got to study. So this kind of gives them a little bit of introduction, what it is to be away from home. You know, obviously you're chaperoning and your coaches are chaperoning, but at the same time, you know, it starts the decision-making process for them and gives them an opportunity, as you said, to see a lot of these colleges, to compete when they do in line camps or camps mm-hmm. or 7-on-7s against young men that they haven't seen and they won't see.
Right. Exactly. I mean, that's the, you know, for us, that's what we're, you know, priding ourselves on as far as, you know, getting these young men some exposure. You know, a lot of, you know, with the college transfer portal, it's hard for some of these colleges to get down, you know, some of the smaller schools to get down to South Florida. So, you know, we said, you know what, let's take our kids to them, you know, so they can get a, you know, eyeball view and see them in person and those type of things. And, you know, that's what we're trying to build a culture here at Pace, you know, from that standpoint. You know, obviously the academics has always been here, you know, second to none academically. And, you know, we're just trying to, you know, add the football piece back into the program.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Anthony Walker Sr. joins us, head coach at Monsignor Pace Senior High School in Miami Gardens. Coach, the one thing, too, when you take a look at what you just said, is the academics. And that's why a lot of parents send their children to schools like this, not just for athletics, but purely academics. And I'm sure you have a lot of kids that go there because of, you know, the spiritual end of things, the education. You know, mm-hmm. you look at your, you know, you look at how many graduates have gone on to become, as we talked in the opener with Principal Raymond Sands at Miami Central, the essence of getting an opportunity to further yourself, not just as an athlete, but as a student. And I'm sure Pace, just like Miami Central, offers a lot of academic programs geared to not only the core classes, but also giving them ideas. Like, we were talking about culinary or music or business. Mm-hmm. Talk about that, because I think that's important that, you know, everybody goes, well, I'm going to go to high school. I got to take my English, my math, my languages. Right. But at the same time, some of those electives kind of point a lot of young men and women in a different direction.
Yes, definitely. So like here at Pace, you know, we have, you know, for our academic, you know, outside of the traditional core classes, we have what we call our signature academies. Well, we have six academies similar to Magnet in the public school, but we have a law academy, we have an EMT academy, we have STEM and engineering, fine arts, and those type of things that the kids, you know, when they realize that this is something that they want to do, you know, moving forward, that you know, they have a fresh start. They get to kind of get their feet wet here at Pace, you know, from that standpoint. And, you know, and here we, you know, we're trying to build the overall, you know, well-rounded student, you know, student. Right. And then obviously our athlete, the student athlete, just well-rounded, you know, all the way around. You know, it's kind of cliche as God, family, football, but that's pretty much, you know, how we want to do it here at Pace.
Yeah, and they've done it a long time at that school, way back as far as I can remember, a great program, a school that's always offered an option. Now after you get back from your, you know, your trip, you guys start obviously your summer workouts. You still hit a lot of local events. I know last year you hosted a 7-on-7, which was a really nice tournament. What are some of the things that you guys have planned when you get back?
So we're definitely, you know, get back in the weight room. And then we're going to participate in the 7-on-7 over in Belgrade on June 24th. And then we got UM June 25th. And right now we're planning the Pace one again for July 1st. So we will continue those, 7-on-7 opportunities to continue to build the program.
Yeah. And the great thing about it, I mean, obviously NCAA closes up shop at the NCAA member programs in June, but July is when a lot of those other programs, I know that Kaiser University hosts something, St. Thomas University right next door to you is going to be doing the same thing this year a little bit more with Coach Reichel, Florida Memorial. So that's the best thing because and I've always found, you know, while the NCAA programs kind of, you know, push things off and take their vacations and such during the month of July, the NAIAs and the Division IIs, Division IIIs kind of get the spotlight because a lot of these programs, you know, these kids just don't want to sit home for the month. I mean, even if they're elite type of kids, they're going to want to do things. Talk about that because I think that's important too, having an avenue for these kids throughout the month of July, like you were saying, with your July 1st event. I think it's last year was awesome, and I think it's going to be great again.
Yes. Last year, we hosted Valdosta State hosted a camp here, in July. They may do it, host it again, or even West Florida even talked about it as well, hosting something here in July. That's definitely, a great opportunity for the young men, you know, to, you know, work with the NAIAs and the smaller school, Division II schools. Hopefully, you know, we find more opportunities for them to continue to compete, you know, even right in July and then lead us right until fall camp.
Yeah, no doubt. And last year's 7-on-7 kind of attracted some NFL talent, which is pretty nice because these kids really like to see that. I mean, they like to see your son and some of the other NFL players who started right where they're at. And, you know, the other day when I was at Northwestern, here's Cam Kitchens, who now is regarded as one of the best safeties in the country. He was in that Northwestern situation 3 years ago. So it gives these kids something to think about. Again, Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. Enjoy your trip. And when you get back, we'll hang out over there. I can't wait to the 7-on-7. We'll definitely be there. And enjoy, be safe, and we'll see you soon.
All right. Thank you, Larry. Like I said, always a pleasure. Take care.
Good stuff. Coach Anthony Walker Sr., the head coach at Miami's Monsignor Pace. They got some really good things going. If you get a chance to go out and get to their 7-on-7 July 1st, do so, because it's not only just a high school teams, but they got a lot of NFL guys coming out and hanging out there and, you know, signing autographs or taking pictures. And I think that's what this is all about, especially in South Florida, where we've produced so many outstanding athletes. We're here with you until the top of the hour. Panthers pregame for the Stanley Cup. Game 2 will take place at 7. Puck will drop from Las Vegas at 8 o'clock. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, you know, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we will wrap things up for this abbreviated South Florida High School Sports Show. Coach Mike Macy from the state champion Plantation American Heritage Patriots baseball team is next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.